SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery. Chinese officials will be briefed today on details of the multi-billion dollar AUKUS submarine deal. China has criticised Australia and its AUKUS partners over their $368 billion deal for nuclear-powered submarines. China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Weibin says Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States are ignoring the concerns of the international community in launching the deal. But Foreign Minister Penny Wong says China's claim that Australia has started a regional arms race is not true.
Australia's intent in acquiring this capability is to contribute to a stable, peaceful and prosperous region. We've spoken at length to our partners. They understand that's our intention.
Ms. Wong says she plans to make more visits to Southeast Asia and the Pacific to reassure the region Australia does not want to increase military tensions. Australia's energy regulator says electricity prices in the eastern states are likely to increase at least 20% from July. The Australian Energy Regulator released its draft decision to raise the maximum price energy retailers can charge customers in southeast Queensland, South Australia, and New South Wales. In December, the federal government said it would cap coal and gas prices for a year, a move that was criticised by power providers. The Australian Energy Regulator's Claire Savage says they are balancing the need to protect customers from high prices with the need to make sure retailers can recover their costs and be competitive.
The interventions in the coal and gas market have actually reduced price expectations for this coming year. Contract prices have fallen by 50%, and that's why our decision today is 20 to 22% instead of 40 to 50%.
The United States says one of its drones has crashed in the Black Sea south of Ukraine after colliding with a Russian fighter jet. The US says two Russian fighter jets conducted an unsafe and unprofessional intercept with the unmanned US drone, which caused it to crash in international waters. The US government says it's called in the Russian ambassador over the incident, warning it could lead to escalation. US Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it will not stop the US Air Force from working in the region.
It is another reckless act by President Putin and his military. And I want to tell Mr. Putin, stop this behavior before you are the cause of an unintended escalation.
New data shows that thousands of people have accessed legal support regarding the mistreatment of people with disability ahead of the Disability Royal Commission. The figures come from the National Legal Service offering free support for those taking part in the Royal Commission, which has received 7,945 submissions. The data shows demand for the legal service surged in the months leading up to submissions closing on the 31st of December, with more than 21% of 10,000 inquiries received during that period. You've been listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Claire Slattery.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.